Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. First weekend in November, Bob. We're just a couple short weeks out from the gun opener. Looking forward to that. But since I spoke to everybody last, I took a little freezer meat. Had a little bit of fun with that. So I got to let the crossbow fly in one shot, and it was done. So had a little bit of fun with that this last week.
Nice.
But I'm Joppin. He's Barbecue Bob. You listen to Grilling Guys. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, welcome to the show. Thanks a lot. Thanks for joining us. If you're hearing our voices, it is the weekend. So it's time to fire up that smoker, grill, deep fryer, whatever you got, bring it. And today we're going to be doing our annual gun show. So we're not going to show off our massive arms or anything, because they're not.
Not those guns? That's why we're on the radio, right?
That's right. Yeah. But we're going to talk all about guns, and we've got some cool people coming up. Our good friend from Henry Repeating Arms, Mr. Anthony Imperato, and our old friend Tom Lindsley from Cold Steel Tactical. But first, Jop, I kind of threw a little curve at you, and I brought in my buddy from Deer Camp, Mr. Dick Guider. Welcome to the show, Dick.
Good morning, guys.
Dick is a perennial favorite, and we don't see each other nearly enough, but we have a tradition of hunting on his club. It's called the Club 120, and it's up by Brethren and Calava in northern Michigan. And Dick is our camp cook. He's got a cool little cabin. There's several guys that own the place. And every year on Thursday of the week, Dick does his famous beef tenderloin.
Absolutely.
Tell us how you do it.
Well, I do it maybe a little bit different than a lot of guys. I get a whole tenderloin, and rather than cut it into individual steaks, I'm a charcoal guy. So I get the charcoal going, and I put a nice rub on it, and sear it so all the juices are seared in. Then I move it back off the coals in direct heat, and I cook it on indirect heat till it gets to about 130 degrees and let it rest for 5 or 10 minutes, and then cut it into steaks. And the guys look, I think that's the only reason a lot of them come to Deer Camp.
They look, well, Dean brings the chili every year, too. That's pretty good.
Oh, come on now. Beef tenderloin versus chili.
Yeah, Dean's chili is good, John.
I bet it is, but I know which line I'm in first. We'll just put it that way.
Shout out to Tom and Callahan, too, while we're at it.
So, and then we make a little béarnaise sauce on the side to go along with the potatoes we cook up and the salad and a bottle of red wine, and life is good.
Man, isn't it?
It is really good. And I'll tell you what, when you've been out in the – this is a beautiful piece of hunting land, and there's 120 acres, but a couple of the other partners have some 20s and 40s, so there's actually more land than that. We actually had to track a couple deer this year, too. Had to track one of them, got a couple bucks in camp, so that was nice. But in the next morning, I brought up some of Tim Sobey's wonderful – homemade breakfast sausage.
Oh, yeah.
And because Dick is also famous for biscuits and gravy.
Biscuits and gravy. Many, many years ago, probably, I'm going to guess it's 25 years ago, I came across a recipe, I think it was in the Detroit Free Press, and it was a recipe for biscuits and gravy. And the guy bragged in the article that there was never anything left, that everybody licked the plate clean. So I tried it. And we've been cooking it at least once a week for 25 years. And
should be every morning.
Nobody's ever complained. Well, if it was every morning, we probably wouldn't last too long. arteries, I think, couldn't take it.
No,
is it one of those that you can stand to spoon up in the gravy?
Yes.
There it is.
So tell us how you make it.
Well, it's pretty simple, and it may sound funny, but it tastes great. But I start out with about a pound of bulk sausage, Sobeys in this case. Brown that up real good. While I'm browning it, I season the meat with a little Worcestershire, some garlic powder, and a chicken bouillon cube. After the sausage is browned, I add 1 can of cream of chicken soup.
Ooh.
I add 8 ounces of sour cream, a little milk, mix it up, let it cook down, and usually another dash or two of Worcestershire in there for taste, and cook it on top of the stove in my own in my old iron
skillet
frying pan.
Yep.
You got to have an iron frying
pan. Do you cook it in a Dutch oven ever?
I have. I've
sorry,
got
a, that's an inside joke.
It. You did it.
That's an inside joke.
I've got a Dutch oven, but no, I've
it's
got
deer
a
camp. There's lots of Dutch ovens.
I've got a big 15-inch iron skillet. That
yeah, it's a beauty.
Excellent.
It's a beauty.
So, and then if, for the biscuits, we don't get real fancy on the biscuits. I bring in some English muffins, toast those up on top of the stove, and serve it over the English muffins. Mm. As I say, I've never had to throw any away.
I'm telling
damn,
you.
Damn, my mouth's watering already.
Dude,
yeah.
You know, I love biscuits and gravy, and right. I also know that most people can't make it worth the crap.
Right.
Bob Evans has a decent one, but I don't even order it at restaurants because half the time it's this white, bland, you know,
yeah,
flour.
Way too
thing.
Much flour in
yeah.
it. And it's just like, yeah, yeah,
dude,
yeah.
Dude, this is, it's so, my mouth's watering just thinking about it. It's so good. I had seconds.
Well, wow. I think we saw you licking the frying pan.
Nah. Give me another muffin. Nah. He's on the edge of the frying pan.
We were fighting over the extras at the end. There was five of us, and it got really quiet when Dick brought that out. But Dick is our wives played softball together. I don't know. We might have even played co-ed for a while or something. But
yep.
I was his assistant coach. He yeah. was the coach. We had a stable of fine fillies for a team.
Well, you know, Bob, we coached 22 years.
Wow.
We had that women's team.
Oh, my gosh.
And it was amazing to see him go from young, in fact, half of them, I don't think, were even married when we started out.
No,
and by the time we finished, they were married. We had kids. And, yeah, 22 years of yeah. doing it.
So you guys put him in the corral and just kind of coached him along,
because
huh?
we always went out for beers after the games.
Really?
So he and I had to like kind of watch over this stable of lovely ladies.
Is that fox and hen house thing going on there?
No, we were yeah the hen house. There were lots of foxes in there, and that was our job, was to just kind of keep an eye on them because the male softball teams were there too.
Sure.
So it was more of a distraction. We were kept busy.
We were kept busy. Almost an impossible task because they never listened to us anyway, man. Yeah. You know, when you coach third base and, yeah. and you try to hold them up and say, stop, hold up, and they just keep going. Yeah. They didn't care.
Oh, fun things. But that's, you know, the stories we had at deer camp this year were some of the best. I mean, if you don't go to deer camp, if you don't have buds that you hang out with, you got to go, because I hadn't been for a couple of years, and I really missed these guys, and it was so good to be
oh,
there.
Oh, it's an annual tradition.
And we have very different individuals
yes.
at deer camp.
Very eclectic group.
So it's always fun. We always enjoy it. Look forward to it every year for the boat hunting trip. And then now we've got rifle season coming up pretty soon.
Yeah. Right. You know, I'm going to head up to Siciliano's camp again.
Nice.
I don't go there to stay. That's a stop by in the middle of the afternoon. Usually there before opening day.
You really need Uber if you're going to do that.
Yeah. No, I have Palazzolo. Because he doesn't drink much, but he's a pretty good driver when it comes to two-tracking, so we're all good. But anyway, yeah, our friends at Siciliano's Market have a big family camp, you know,
it's
just fun.
It's the best.
Yeah, it is. And I usually bring some tidbits to cook on the open fire when they got a big one, you know, a big 10-foot circle fire pit. But anyway, so coming up next, we're going to talk with John Lindsley from Cold Steel Tactical. You guys aren't going to want to miss this. He's got some cool gadgets that are going to help you be safe and sound in the woods. Stick with us. We'll be back. Just kick back and let the feeling flow. Drank a little drink, smoke a little smoke.